Radio 1, go.
Broadcasting, I think I'm not to stay.
I remember one man.
2,000 years of radio.
Cool, blimey. Mustard FM.
The time is just coming up to 1917. I'm Grayson Spey. Here is the news.
Yeah!
Blast, here we go. No change here on the Western Front. Latest War Office figures on British fatalities have dropped from an appalling 650,000 to an encouraging 2. Now to Blue Bessie in the eye in the sky.
Look, there's one, there's another one.
Mutiny Watch.
If you're thinking of mutinying in Trent 14, think again. There's an 18-stone articulated private trying to reverse against the flow of mutineers. And fuck enemy 3 o'clock, I'll just shake him off.
You know what? You can never have too much barbed wire.
So stock up a
Colonel Crazy Bob's.
And what about the kids? Get them a replica trench with sugar-coated rats and a figurine war poet.
Colonel Crazy Bob's. War is hell.
And that's just half the fun of it. Your helmet is at risk if you do not keep up payments on this and all other Colonel Crazy Bob products.
Mustard FM.
A man's brain splattered on the stretcher there as fit.
Dead man's his dumped by Isaac Rosenberg.
Winner of War Poet 1916. Could you be this year's voice?
War Poet 1917!
If you can turn bloody carnage into prize-winning poetry, phone the War Poet Hotline to audition and shoot your mouth off.
A very good afternoon to you.
The Afternoon Armistice.
Wipe the filth from your helmet and join Suzanne Kanker, 3 times winner of Radio's Silver Throat Award.
Votes for women! That's a great idea. Well, it's a day out. Buy a new hat, vote, whatever. It's got to be better than spending all day putting handles on bombs.
You are outrageous, you are.
I am. I'm outrageous. Am I?
Yeah. She's like warm tea poured in your ear.
On line 2, we have Private Jim. What's up, love?
Oh, Barbara, we're going over the top tomorrow.
Right, worried, love, are you? About your almost certain death?
Oh, no, I'm used to all that. I'm from Barnsley. No, it's my fiancée, Muriel.
Right, worried about leaving her all alone in Barnsley, are you?
No, she's here with me.
But women aren't allowed at the front, love. The loud gunfire makes their ovaries explode.
No, she's not a woman. Well, she is a woman. No, hold on, I'll just go and get her.
Right. Okay, is Muriel a rat, love?
The prettiest rat in the battalion.
Yeah, I can't say I approve.
No, well, that's nothing, Barbara. Private Barfield's engaged to a flea. It's going to be a very small wedding.
Well, when the whistle blows tomorrow, love, just pop Muriel into your pocket and you can go together.
Take her, Barbara. But who'll look after the kids?
War Poet 1917!
Welcome to the freestyle heats of War Poet 1917. Today, we kick off with Captain Wilfred Owen sat down with a blank sheet of paper and some terrible memories of his past 2 years at the front, Ken.
Well, we should see some cracking stanzas, and I dare say we'll get a little bit of the dead languages thrown in too. I certainly think...
Sorry to interrupt, Ken. Wilfred is now writing. Looks like Latin. Dolce, meaning sweet.
Oh.
Where's he going with this? Dolce et decorum est.
Oh, pro patria more, sweet and befitting it is today... on behalf of your country. Lovely start.
Beautiful.
With all the irony of anthem for doom.
Hold it, Ken. He's crossed it all out and written bum tit willy.
Oh.
He'll certainly lose points for that.
This war can do terrible things to a poor search for truth.
This war is sponsored by Colonel Crazy Bob, helping to make a good war great.
Time for the top 10 ways to spot a German. In a 10, their horned head. It's not a pointy helmet, it's a diabolical cranial tusk. Villain at 9, frivolous use of the umlaut. Stolen from the Brit word omelet.
Give it back, Fritz.
Up at 8, it's their spring-loaded legs.
Science.
Pudding.
Is the Kaiser an optical illusion? Convert your moustache to diesel and how they really put a Belgian family in a bottle.
A very good afternoon to you. We're here in what used to be lovely old France, but is now a war-torn mud bath. Great for the skin, but not so great for staying alive.
Join Suzanne Kanker.
The Afternoon Armistice.
Not so much machine gun delivery, more like soothing, creeping gas.
Thank you, Mr. Sexy Voice. And now it's time for...
the tea time topic.
On today's tea time topic, we ask what exactly is a German's? No, I'm sticking my award-winning head over the top of the trench and risk a bullet through the bouffant. So I sent my producer, Tony, to no man's land to get one.
That's right, old Muggins here. We're about to make radio history with the first interview with a German. Close your eyes, cue the music. I'm wheeling it out. Meet the Axis of Evil. Look at it, it's horrible.
Tony, it's a dash and in a fake ginger beard.
It's a German's. Look at its merciless nose, its Teutonic torso.
And its puppy dog eyes, and I'm sure four stumpy legs under all that gaffer tape. Well, once again, I apologise, listeners, for Tony, but by the end of play today, we will have a German's for you.
Give me bulletproof parasol, Tony. We're going out.
Coming up next, who wants to be a million miles away from here? Top prize, a place on the first boat back to Blighty.
Mustard FM.
Rockall, Boomer, Fastnet, U-boat behind you, Scarpa, torpedo, too late.
Going home on leave? Worried you'll miss that constant threat of death hanging in the air? Hire me. I'm Private Sneak, a sniper for hire. Enjoy the discomfort of the trenches in the comfort of your own home with Sniper for Hire.
In association with Viagro, keeping you hard till you drop.
Frontline News.
News up your front. Today, the War Office has denied reports that they've run dry of conscripts as critics question the new white paper, Animals in Action. Unavailable for comment, PM Lloyd George is currently sailing to the Commonwealth nations in a specially commissioned war arc to enlist a military menagerie of boxing kangaroos, stealth cows, and even an elite squadron of bomb tits. And today... excuse me while I attend to this young soldier who's just been shell-blasted into my lap. Medic!
God, sir, I can't feel my legs.
Stay with me, soldier. And finally, Dr. Kerry Frost starts with me to discuss his revolutionary new way of sterilising war wounds in light of our sudden lack of medical supplies. Dr. Frosthart.
Yes. I've come up with a practical solution to cleaning exposed wounds by introducing the neutralising properties of NH2. In layman's terms, my own urine. If I could just demonstrate on this chair.
Certainly. Ooh. It's certainly an impressive medical tool.
Oh, it's very warm.
Medic!
They're in two shapes.
I've only got a sore throat.
And now, over to Isaiah Hopp with Thought for the Day.
In these dark times, we're too quick to forget that good manners cost nothing. So, today, as you go over the top, try a good morning or a how do you do. Remember, it takes half as much energy to smile as it does to remove a bayonet from up your tuchus.
War Office Review.
Tonight on War Office Review, we look at a request for honorary discharge by Private Scragg, in which the author describes overpowering a German sniper's nest, duly losing his right leg, and as an ironic footnote, asks if he could please go home now. Now, I thought this was a fair enough plea. Captain Milton, what did you make of this?
Yeah, rubbish. I mean, the handwriting alone deserves a court-martial.
Sister Clean, did you empathise?
Well, frankly, no. There are no female characters throughout, and the action is just laughably macho.
Absolutely. Harsh criticism. Permission denied.
Hello, I'm a mum, and my son Timmy joined up underage. Like so many young soldiers, he was court-martialed for going into battle without a moustache. But you can help save other youngsters from the firing squad. Please, send your spare hair too.
The Timmy Moustache Foundation. Any donations accepted. Underarm, nasal, pubic, and even knuckle hair. No bum fluff.
War Poet 1917!
Welcome back to the quarterfinal. Young Private Dinkum now walking out to reach of the judges Siegfried Sassoon and Isaac Rosenberg.
Ken. Private Dinkum, 19, 5'10", hopes one day to work with blind orphan donkeys.
I didn't want to go to war. I didn't know what I'm fighting for.
God, man, it's a filthy heart.
That has completely thrown the judges. A Bosch has got into the poetry competition.
No, man, I'm from Newcastle.
Sassoon's got out his pistol. He can't bear to hear any more of his Germanic guttural tone.
That was very, very close. Up next, Sergeant Clive Teeth.
My poem's called What's So Appealing About It Now?
Mustard FM! Jolly good show.
Live from some foreign field that is forever filled with laughter. It's their soldier of silliness, Archie Fungus.
Any rats, please?
And his half-brother-in-arms, Tommy Holloway.
It went off in me face.
So, any tips on how our boys can keep their chins up?
Elastic bands. Or I sometimes sing a little ditty.
Trench foot. How I love you, how I love you. You're my favourite disease. Trench foot. How I love you, I would have. Up to my knees, if only I had any.
Join Suzanne Kanker.
The Afternoon Armistice.
Make tea, not
war.
I'm here in no man's land, and we found a German.
Yeah.
I'm with gorgeous Captain Rammstein. And you're very well turned out in your lovely clean uniforms, aren't you?
Yeah, stylish, but not gaudy.
Nice. So, thinking about this silly war, how about a lovely armistice? Here and now. So I've brought with me the light tea regiment, chock full with reconciliation cakes and enough peace tea to calm both armies.
And here they come now for the tea time Tommy Trolleys.
All these egg and tannin based peace offerings are really spoiling us.
Gosh, you're handsome. Everybody drop your guns and come and grab me buns.
Come, yum.
We love you, Fräulein Conker.
So nice to sort of see all these men getting on so well together.
Hey, hands, I was first. Here's an Eccles cake in the eye.
No, don't throw the buns around. Let's make tea, not war. I'm trying to make happiness through cake. Stop it.
My lattice.
Boom, cop.
Frontline. News.
News all over your front.
We interrupt that bun fight for a trench flash.
Hold still, you Bosch, while I strangle you.
Reports are coming in of a severe outbreak of trench mouth. Known by the Tommies as slack gob, it causes colourful language befitting that of a boozed-up docker. Many soldiers were executed for insubordination before the infection was diagnosed. NCO Dick Shiner is on the line. Dick.
1 minute, the boys were singing Jolly Old England. The next they were shouting, Your wife takes it up the... One chap was so profane, I had to wash his mouth out with bullets. I just hope I don't get a dose of the...
Military experts can confirm that the outbreak is now contained and in no way an epidemic. That's got the f***er. Now it's over to Bessie.
Look, there's one. There's another one.
Mutiny watch.
Take that, you fucker!
You've got it too, eh, Bessie?
Look, no, it's a plea. If you're deserting in Eep, watch out for DJ Suzanne Kanker. She's caused a tea time cake riot down there. So mutiny with extra care. Oh, I've just been hit by a ground-to-air eclair.
Auntie Barbara, listening with her heart.
Right, on line two, we've got Suzanne. Hello, love.
Barbara, it's me, Susan Kanker. I'm going to be shot for treason tomorrow, and all I did was try and make peace with tea and cake.
It's your hormones, love.
No, it's me, Suzanne. You remember, we did infirmary radio together in the Crimea. I used to play light-hearted pranks on you.
Sorry, caller, I think you're confused. Right, on line three...
Don't cut me off, you silly cow!
Now, there's no need for that.
Barbara, Babs, I'm sorry. I just thought, with General Haig being your uncle and everything, you could help. Remember the laugh we had? Remember that time we hid your dog?
Muffy.
That's right, oh, Muffy. The night, well, I accidentally saw
set her on fire.
Well, yes, set her on fire. Oh, you do remember. Brilliant. Right, you've got until dawn tomorrow morning. I need you to...
Right, and on line three, we have Private Jim again. Hello, love.
Barbara, it's my rat, Muriel. She's run off with the kids. All 50,000 of them.
Archie shows his private.
Is that a sergeant shouting or a voice in my head?
The new in-concert album from Messrs. Fungus and Holloway.
It can't be my battalion because they are rooted.
All I want to do is be tucked up in bed. Make it stop.
Today, the latest on that execution by firing squad of Force's sweetheart turned mutineer, Suzanne Kanker. But first, shock news that General Haig has been cross-examined by British intelligence amid claims that his moustache is a spy working on behalf of the German government. Earlier, Haig had this to say.
My moustache has never behaved in such a way that would lead me to suspect it of treason. If I had ever thought that it was double-crossing Britain, I would have personally taken it to an abandoned forest and shot it off myself. Thank you.
And from one item of treachery to another.
All I said was the Germans are quite fit.
As I take aim at Suzanne Kanker's mutinous head.
Ready, men!
I was just trying to unite two warring factions through the power of cake.
Suzanne, thank you.
Take aim!
I'll have you fired for this, Spey.
This is Captain Grayson Spey, bidding you a fond farewell.
Fire!
2000 Years of Radio was written and performed by Claire Downs, Hazel Green, Sean Grundy, Al Holloway, Ben Kozo, Stuart Lane and Patrick McNamara. Additional material by Sasha Butterworth and Tim Hawk. The programme was produced in Bristol by Sean Grundy.
And the War Office confirmed today that Haig's dead moustache will be transplanted onto a young boy for safekeeping.